97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. What's up?
All right, so I'm going to start with the not fun trends news, and then whenever we wrap it up, we'll talk about fun stuff.
Okay,
so
good.
You let me know when you want to get off Mr. Bones' wild ride, and then we can talk about more fun things.
Okay.
There's a headline that's making the news that states are letting people ban themselves from owning a gun. And there's a lot of riffing and jokes about this from some pretty predictable sectors about, aha, you're going to ban yourself from owning a gun. And I feel the need to point out that this is not only not a ridiculous measure, it's a perfectly reasonable thing, and also has potential to do a lot of good.
What actually is this?
So this is proposals from more than one state, things that are making their way through various legislatures, because obviously when one lawmaker gets an idea, other people kind of start to pick up a little bit of steam slash want to enact it themselves. It has its origins in a law passed in 2018. I can't remember which state it's from, where you could submit a short form to your county clerk's office just to sort of ask if you could be put on a list to maybe not buy a gun. In Washington State, I was stalling because I was Googling it. In Washington State, starting in 2018, you could submit a form that just said, hey, I would rather not own a gun, which it was argued for as like an identity theft protection measure, but a lot of people found utility in it in the same way that you have ad blockers and parental controls for websites and internet connection and stuff. Sometimes you don't necessarily want to see these things.
Right.
And folks that struggle with falling into dark places that have issues with anxiety or depression, if you have a severe case of anxiety, maybe you should block the collapse subreddit because you're looking at it too much. Maybe that could be good for you.
Okay.
And this is a wonderful time to point out that more than half of gun deaths in the United States are suicides.
Yes.
That is a statistic that is not thrown out as often as it needs to be.
That is 100%. Like when we talk about gun violence, we so often focus on mass shootings, but the reality is mass shootings are such a small percentage of the actual gun deaths that we've got. There's also accidents, which is another huge
percentage.
There
certainly is.
Yeah.
So by filing paperwork and the ban yourself from owning a gun is kind of sensationalist language, but filing paperwork to say no matter the mental state I am in, I would prefer if I would not be allowed to purchase a gun.
Okay.
That's not useless legislation.
Yeah.
I think that has possibility to do good and also not infringe the rights or mess with the lives of anybody else except the people that choose to participate in it.
Don't know if I'd necessarily rush that to the floor of the House, but it's not bad.
It's something that has a stronger case than making jokes about it on Twitter of, haha, the libs want to ban themselves from owning guns.
Right.
It's worth discussing in a very real and sincere way, as I have done here today. And that's what I wanted to do. And I appreciate the space to do so.
I do feel like, in general, the debate on Twitter is not as
it's not a great
nuanced as it should be in just about every conceivable case.
Yeah, and that's why I'm proud of some of my friends that try and move the debate in good directions, thoughtful directions, and I'm just as thankful for the ones that just always reply with photos.
Having gone through all of that, you got a minute left.
I got a minute left?
Go.
If I told you that someone was slashing tires dressed as a Christmas tree, what are you imagining that person's costume looking like?
Ridiculous.
I mean, but like probably a big inflatable costume of some sort. It's large. It's cartoonish in some way.
You know, funny, I didn't think inflatable. I thought like fabric. I thought like just a fabric.
Yeah,
sure. Thing. But
so,
yes, big and unwieldy.
Big, unwieldy, slightly cartoonish. You would be wrong.
Uh-oh.
Because in Poland...
Oh, is this one of these sexy Christmas tree Halloween costumes that you can buy?
It depends on your definition of sexy Christmas tree.
Fair.
Because in Poland, a dude slashed tires belonging to 21 vehicles while dressed, quote-quote, as a Christmas tree. He had covered himself completely with spruce branches, and he stayed in the parking lot of the factory where he would slash these tires fully disguised as a plant until it was nighttime, and then he sprung into action to slash these tires. It's a wild thing. He just looks like Bigfoot in the camera footage. It is hilarious to watch, and whoever wrote the article about it used the phrase spruced up villain because they have no shame whatsoever. Just a worthwhile dressed as a Christmas tree trends thing to bring up. dressed as a Christmas tree. I have a bunch of pine needles all over me. Merry Christmas.
I so wish that I could directly quote the line from Macbeth about the forest is coming to us.
I can't help you
on that. Sadly, I cannot.
Even though Macbeth is my favorite Shakespeare play, I do not know the line by heart.